show this has been. What a day this has been. This Football Wednesday that I thought would be really good because we knew John Clayton was going to join us and the other elements that we had. And then, boom, you
the
get
playmaker.
Michael Irvin. The playmaker shows up.
That's what's so great about being in the Dog Bowl in Berea is you never know what's going to happen. And I'll also say, not only was the playmaker great on the radio, but he did something for us, Vic, that no one has done. And that's gotten Norv Turner to walk by us without mocking us or making some type of gesture of mockeration, as it were.
Yeah, because now he could take us seriously. We
That's
took
right.
care of his guy on the show.
That's
his,
right.
His playmaker that allowed Norv Turner to have an outstanding career of many years of coaching as a head coach. Now, of course, here is offensive coordinator and part of this turnaround. I mean, I think this is when we tell this story of where the Browns are. Obviously, he's a big part of it, along with Ray Horton, and then Rob Chudzinski running it all as the CEO. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer,
yes.
What do you have in the way of tweetage?
From our man Trucker Dave, at Dave Zamora, Jason Campbell is better now due to better coaching and weapons than he's ever had in the past. And by the way, he's also said, awesome show today.
Do you go along with that?
That these are the best weapons he's ever had?
No, that he's better. Well, that he's better now for those stated reasons, but just in general.
I think he's playing very well. I think people forget when he was in Oakland that year before he got hurt, he was playing really well. And Oakland in the first six games had a chance to maybe go to the playoffs. That's why when they lost him, they panicked, in my opinion, and gave a ransom to get Carson Palmer down there. Jason Campbell's played well in the past, so I'm not as surprised that he's doing it. I think a lot of people, and made me reevaluate my own stance. That game against the 49ers on Monday night last year was dreadful, but when you get the story from him about everything that was going on in that game, you realize that he was a product of a situation, not the reason for the situation.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, one more from @BrownsFan_42. Can we take a moment and give some love to Buster Screen? Last year, I was as hard as on him as anyone. This year's improvement's been great.
Yep.
Did we not say yesterday on After Further Review, most
notorious
improved player?
VIC did just that.
Yeah.
Gave him his.
And
yep.
He gets his props for most improved guy because he was also the most maligned guy. And I know Nathan made a great point about Deshaun Gibson filling more than adequately that questionable spot of free safety. But I'm going to go with Buster Screen by far as one of the best comeback stories. This guy leads the team in passes defensed. This guy has done, and he did a big chunk of that as the season progressed. He started in a hole. That Miami game was an ugly one for him, but he has come back so strong, and I think almost every game, every practice, this guy gets better, and he's determined to do it, and he's not looking back. He's not hung up on the criticism he got. It's all about looking forward. So.
And I'd like to see, I think Buster Screen is going to be one of the best inside cover men in the league. I think the Browns could still add another big physical corner on the outside if you're, going on a complete wish list, but I think his improvement has been one of the reasons that this defense has been able to be as successful as it has. Now, I know that secondary guys have had pretty good success against the Browns, but I think Buster has come a long way and will continue to improve.
Want to thank the playmaker, the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin, for stopping by today. Again, he was here in Berea addressing the Browns team, and then he addressed our audience here on CBD, so we appreciate that. Want to thank the professor, John Clayton, for joining us by phone. Want to thank Jameer Howerton and Jordan Cameron for the Inside the Locker Room piece that they provided us. Want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show, and she's putting together our Browns Daily Wrap. You'll see that on the website a little later today. Check that out. It'll be the highlights of the show, and you'll enjoy that. And, of course, our outstanding producer, as always, Dave DiNatale, for his great work. Thank you. Thank you, callers. Thank you, tweeters. Love the interaction. And we got more of this stuff for you, more of this great stuff for you tomorrow. We keep this going. Steve Weish going to join us from NFL Network.
Steve Weish with us tomorrow. Pete Prisco on Friday. So we're keeping it rocking and rolling, not resting on our laurels.
That's
just because
right.
It's the bye week, folks.
That's right. It's the bye, but we're still very active. So that'll do it for today. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, thank you for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.